I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. A federal appeals court has ruled Alabama can carry out the nation's first execution using nitrogen gas. Kenneth Eugene Smith's lawyers are expected to appeal to the Supreme Court. And in upstate New York, a man who shot a woman in his driveway has been convicted of murder. Julie Walker has details.
A jury found 66-year-old Kevin Monahan guilty for shooting 20-year-old Kaylin Gillis last April when she and her friends pulled into his long curving driveway in Hebron near the Vermont border while they were trying to find another house. They began leaving once they realized their mistake, but Monahan came out to his porch and fired his shotgun twice. During closing arguments, the prosecution told jurors Monahan was motivated by irrational rage toward trespassers. Sentencing is in March. The murder conviction carries a maximum 25 years to life. Julie Walker, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.